Hey, is this Trey?
Yep.
All right, Trey, we got the Twin Cities media here. They're going to start firing away some questions, okay?
Yep, sounds good.
What are your thoughts on being selected by the Vikings?
Oh, man, I'm so excited. It was a great feeling. I can't wait to get to Minnesota and start working.
Trey, was it pretty easy to tell throughout the whole process that the Vikings liked you a lot?
I can tell they like me, but it's a process. It's a crazy process, and anything that happens, I just did my best to keep it over mine.
When Coach Zimmer worked you out, did he kind of put you through your paces when he got the chance to?
What's up?
Did Coach Zimmer work you out pretty hard when he got the chance to?
He definitely was pushing me, and that's one thing. I know that would make me a better player, so I'm all for it.
Have you had much chance to watch the Minnesota defense play?
No, I didn't really have a chance to watch a lot of NFL teams play just because I was focused on school and no worry about my own season.
Did you have a pretty good feeling about the Vikings that there was maybe kind of a ceiling for you or a kind of that spot that you wouldn't drop much further?
I had a great feeling, when I went and took a visit with them, and the coaches are great. I got along with them great, and I know they're about that business, and actually they're my first visit, so it's just a real good feeling all around.
Were you relieved to get picked before Melvin Gordon?
What you said, was it relieved?
Yeah.
Nah, man. I mean, we both just want support, and wish the best for each other, no matter who went ahead of us. I'm just glad I was able to go first, but I was really glad to see him get drafted soon after me as well.
Was there ever a time after you had your bad injury in high school that you thought this day might not happen?
I never gave up. I stuck with competing and being something I love to do, and I just kept pushing forward and stay positive.
So Trey, how do you kind of look at yourself, kind of your strengths and weaknesses? How would you define yourself?
Overall, I just say I'm a competitor. Obviously there's weaknesses, but hopefully I can turn those into strengths working under Coach Zimmer.
So when you worked out with Zimmer, what were some of the technical aspects of your game that you went over that you might look to improve?
We went over a couple of things, just finishing hard, how I came out of my breaks, and just a couple of things.
What sort of an influence was Darqueze Dennard on you?
You said what?
What sort of an influence was Darqueze Dennard on you?
He had a lot on me. In practice, we competed against each other every day, and he's a great corner, and he helped me shape. He helped shape me into the corner of today, and even through the process, he was there every step of the way. He was up here yesterday, and I was talking to him, and he taught me through the process and helped me, keep a calm and collected head.
What were your impressions of Mike Zimmer compared to the other coaches that worked you out?
He's a DB guru. That's the one thing I took from him. He's a good coach. He knows what he's talking about.
You got an example of what leads you to say he's a guru?
he coaches up he coaches up some other good corners as well, and if he can make me in the habit of playing Deion Sanders, I think we'll be pretty good.
Were you a Packers fan growing up?
No, I was a Players fan. I really didn't have a favorite team growing up. I always watched Players.
You were a Vikings fan growing up too?
I like Players on the Vikings, but I usually just watch Players, not really necessarily teams.
With all the build-up and anticipation toward this day and what your expectations of it were, how has that turned out?
I mean, it was great. I really didn't have anticipate much. Like I said before, I just try to keep an open mind about the whole thing just because anything can happen. But I'm glad it worked out how it did, and I'm excited to get to Minnesota.
Trey, is there anybody you look to when you kind of model your games or somebody you try to model it after?
I just pay attention on the corners and see what they do that makes them, good corners, and I try to incorporate that in my game as much as I can.
Nobody specifically, though?
No.
Hey, Trey, what part of your skill set do you think really fits well with Mike Zimmer's defense?
The way he plays his corners, I can press. I kind of stop playing above the rim if he needs me to, but I feel like I can play off my head. I feel like I'm pretty diverse and we'll be able to play however we want to.
Did you try to state your case to start from day one?
What's up?
Are you going to try to state your case to start from day one?
Of course. Of course. You know, like I said, I'm going in to compete, and, you know, even if I don't start, I know the competition will make me better as a player as a whole.
Thanks, Ray.
Congratulations.
Thanks for having me.
See you
tomorrow.
Gotta love that smudge. Yep, it's helpful.
I
can kind of see it in the light.
I look great.